Let us not build our own houses, but build your house. That's why we want to obey you now. Gain our entire obedience to do your will, to seek your will daily, do it daily, that things what you want to do will happen. Abba, Father, draw us near to you, give us a hearing all ear and a willing spirit and an obedient heart. Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We don't want to build our own houses. Save us also to not just build any kind of a church. You want to build your church. When you do not work or build, we build in vain. Yeah, lead us to build your house. Oh Lord Jesus. Lord, fulfill, perfect your house with us. We give ourselves as living stones. We are obedient. And we leave all our own will. We cleanse our hearts tonight too. We seek you. We seek your living speaking to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Speak to us all the time. That there is no spiritually slumbering upon us. That we are awake truly and hear your voice and also do it. Father, refresh us by you speaking, by you own life for the building. Reveal what you speak to your church. We don't want to sleep, but build. Oh Lord, against these days, inspire some for your building. Stir us up fully. Oh, shake us and wake us up from all spiritually sleeping, that we will redeem the time. Save us from being a lukewarm Christians. Lord, we purge it out of our hearts. Give us such an attitude like David. I don't want to sleep or slumber. Go into my own house. Oh, such an example for us. Give us also such an heart for your dwelling place, for the church that is according to you. We cleanse us tonight that this location is such a pure place for you. To come, a remnant who are willing to come and to work in your house. Lord, we want to be according your heart's desire. Men, according your hearts. Lord Jesus, for this, speak continuously tonight to us. Reveal us more what is in your heart. Yeah, oh, what a blessed charge. Amen. Oh, strengthen all the saints in their inner man, that we are all strong inwardly. Appear to us also in your glory. We want to see your greatness in Zion. You are the captain of our salvation. Let us have you before our eyes all the time. Let us see your greatness and glory in Zion. Thank you that you have called us to be your people. You want us to be holy. We separate us more and more for you. Strengthen our inner man. We want to Lord, you are our burnt offering. We want your glory to be revealed. Recently, we read in Lamentations 4, verses 1 and 2. They see how precious the stones, the saints in Zion are for God. How the gold has become dim. How changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold, how they are regarded as clay pots. When I came to the church, I haven't seen that much, but I came to the meeting. There was a brother, and he read these verses to me. And I saw the church in Frankfurt, the way they are praising the Lord in the Lord's table, there the gold is not scattered in the street. There it is built up. I have seen the church in this verse. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to have such an expression and glory also from us today. Today in the perfection. Formerly, when I met the church first, it was the beginning, but now it's the perfection. Amen. Lord, build your house with us. Yeah, build up the stones of the sanctuary that they are no longer scattered at the head of every street. No. Now we have to update the song. Perfect your house with us today. Lord, perfect your house. Not build, O Lord, build in us, but perfect, O Lord, in us. Lord, we also want to have such a heart that we are not going into our house, that we don't lay down until you have built up Zion. You are this precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall by no means be put to shame. We praise you that this cornerstone is in Zion. Lord, we don't want anything else than Zion. Lord, give us this mercy, this compassion with the stones of the sanctuary. We don't want to give ourselves rest until you have set up Zion and can appear in your glory to him coming as to a living stone. Therefore, you also being built up as living stones to a spiritual house and a holy priesthood. 1 Peter 2. I read Leviticus the recent days, and I had such a great joy while reading it. The Lord is this offering. The Lord is seen in all these offerings. And I looked into the Hebrew words. There's another character. It is Aleph and Taf, the Hebrew characters. It is not to be translated. It's when it comes to the fat for the peace offerings. There are so many Alephs and Tafs. They cannot be translated. It is Christ. I want to understand more of it, and I want to experience you more as my spiritual offering. Amen. Lord, we want to experience the spiritual offerings through Jesus Christ. What does the sign exactly mean? It is a character. It is not to be translated. These are two characters. The first characters, A and Z, together. They are not to be translated. And several thousand times they are written in Leviticus and in Genesis. It is to be seen in the beginning. God created heavens and the earth. So, he's the Alpha and the Omega. And to see these two signs, A and Z, the Alpha and the Omega, so many times in the offerings, that is for me a picture to see Christ. So I saw Christ a lot in Leviticus, in reading of Leviticus. Hallelujah. We praise you. Lord, we give our time to you, that you strengthen us to redeem it, to be wise virgins, to pay the price and to gain the oil for our soul, that the Holy Spirit may work in us. Let all of us be wise how to redeem our time. For the time, the days are evil and few. Lord, give us a pure and strong heart. Now it's the time to build. We don't want to build our houses, but your house, your building with your glory. The time is... The hours are few, the builders true. Lord, build, oh build in us. Lord, build, oh build in us. We praise you, Lord. From Feigen until Pfullingen. Amen.
Amen.
The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold, let us have this appreciation for the saints, for the sons of Zion.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Make us to be wise virgins, to buy oil from you. Constantly, gold and white clothes. Lord, that we increase in yourself. Oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's chew on Ephesians 5, 14 to 21. Ephesians 5, 14. Awake, you who sleep. The time is short. There's a trumpet blown. A mighty trumpet. Therefore he says, away, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Amen. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Lord, we want to understand what your will is today for us. Yeah, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Amen. Yeah, let us walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Amen. The shorter the time becomes, the shorter the time gets, the more precious it gets. So the closer your exams are coming, the more you count your days and hours and even your minutes. And now time got even more precious. Let us really redeem the time, for the days are evil. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for this strong sign. Thank you, Lord, that you showed all of this to us. Thank you that you have prepared us in all these days before, that we are allowed to see all this. We pray, continue to pray, that your will on this whole earth will happen, will come. The time is short. Prepare us for your coming now. It is really good to ask the Lord where he still needs to enlighten us. Many times we don't realize that we are sleeping. We think we are awake, but we're still sleeping. In one matter, it was to me, especially the most precious thing we have is the priestly service. I pray that to treasure it more. It is the most precious thing the Lord gave to us. I realized, okay, I'm doing it because I know the Lord wants to have it, But in future, I want to do it with all my heart, full of joy. I want to appreciate it more. I don't want to continue just doing it. Or because maybe others think I didn't bring an offering. Our motivation must be, this is such a precious treasure from the Lord towards us. For this I'm struggling every day. I'm praying several times. Give me this appreciation for the priestly service to be burning in my heart. Oh Lord, amen. Amen. This priestly service and these spiritual offerings, it's all about experiencing Christ, Jesus, the experience of Christ as these spiritual offerings. We need to use all our focus and faith. Just as Christian said, he's struggling for it. When we are looking towards our, when we are looking on our experience, our experiences, how do we gain spiritual offerings? I'm just waiting and sitting there and look around, or I'm a bit loose. I didn't gain spiritual offerings like this. But when the Lord dips me into cold water, difficult, struggling situations, then I'm gaining offerings. With this loose attitude, it's hard to get into the experience of the spiritual offerings. I'm hoping that the signs of the time will bring us back to this struggling, this fighting, this zeal, to be zealous, to gain him more. Not panicking, but by faith. Faith that we are using, applying our faith. The signs of times are helping me. I need to tell the 7 years from Daniel 9, the covenant with many, and about the offerings. I know it since I'm 11 years old, since I have been quite young, very young. I have heard, saw this word and heard a lot about that we are so close. And it stirs up again to be so close. I want to learn this priestly service. It's not just in general. It is something very direct, because everyone who experiences it, the Lord speaks it directly, spoke it directly, personally to us. Like Martin Luther 500 years ago, the Lord showed him righteousness is not by money. This was his revelation, the truth. And we can stand on this truth. But building on this truth, the Lord showed us something too. I don't know if he was faithful until the end, but he was fighting for the Lord. And I hope that we are not fighting one day and later aside. But this is a word to bring us into the experience. Faith brings us into the experience. And it's not just this general kind of a faith. We all believe in Jesus. We all have a general faith, received him, and are born again. But nevertheless, there's something written in Romans 5, verse 2. Yes, it's the same faith. but not just in a general manner. I believe in Jesus and automatically we do overcome. But in the situation, I need to exercise my faith, use it, stir up the spirit of faith in me. It is something I have to do in the situation, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Into grace. I had several situations came into my mind. Matthew 14:30, when Peter walked on the water, it worked. It really worked. He believed the Lord. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. And then the Lord told him, "O you of little faith." The problem was not that Peter had not faith in general, that Christ, Jesus is the Christ. He believed in him and followed him, but in the situation, it's about applying our faith. And there are many situations when reading when the 5,000 people had to be fed. John 6, verse 9. There's a lad who has five barley loaves, but what are they among so many? They follow the Lord, but in the practical experience, they lacked the faith. They lacked the applied faith. When it's getting specific, then I need to believe and I will get spiritual offerings. Otherwise, it's only a general faith. I'm born again, but I'm not applying this faith, and then nothing will happen. Mark 10, verse 48. Mark 10, 48. There was a blind person, and he cried, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many told him to be silent, to be quiet. Maybe, and then the people thought, okay, we have to be quiet now. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And then the Lord said again and again, "Your faith has healed you. Your faith healed you." So precious when we are applying this faith. When the Lord speaks something in our lives and we are not just acting logically according to our old man, according to our flesh, but now I'm applying the spirit of faith. It is like driving the car. How quickly I'm complaining about others. He is too slow. He is too fast. Oh, he is too close to my rear. Oh, he... Why is where's this person walking around? And all these situations, the Lord speaks, "Turn you now, turn yourself, go away from this old nature and be saved." We need to be aware of this when we see the signs of time as this, to apply our faith, but by faith in our daily living in the situation, then we have access into this grace. No matter how long or short we are believing in the Lord, we need to learn to live by this faith and apply it. Apply the faith, especially the word of the priesthood will be applicable. Thank you, Lord. The Lord told me this week to lay aside my smartphone, especially when you are tired. You need to exercise your faith and overcome, and then you will experience the spiritual offerings, how the soul is refreshed inwardly because you believe what the Lord has said, and then there's a great encouragement to continue in this way to even gain even greater and more offerings. Let's also read Jude 20. Jude 20. Let's read it all together here. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, strengthen this activity in our to build in our most holy faith. Thank you for our most holy faith. We pray that we all grow and gain more. Two weeks ago, we had fellowship on this verse to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. We heard there are two kinds of building. It is the building up that is together. When we speak about the building, we mostly think about the cooperative building up. But there's a personal aspect that we are strengthened in our inner man, strengthened in the Lord. That we are strong inwardly in the Lord, and He is strong in us, that the faith increases in us. And this is the prerequisite that we all can grow and that the house can be built. The Lord said in Hebrews 12 that He is the author and finisher of our faith. That means our faith has a beginning. Actually, it is a quiet and simple faith. It is believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died for us, and resurrected for us, and frees us from sin. That's a simple faith. That's the beginning. And then we are baptized. That's our first step of faith. He who believes shall also be baptized, says the Lord. This is the first step by faith. Actually, outwardly, it's nothing special. But the Lord linked it very strong. Faith and baptism will complete our salvation, and this our faith begins. One of my first steps in faith was saying amen, I'm being baptized, and then my salvation is firm. But this is just the beginning. But He says here He's also the finisher. The Lord is coming soon. And we are all convinced tonight that the Lord is very close. He comes back. But he doesn't want us to remain in the beginning, but he wants to finish our faith. Do we believe it? He is the finisher of our faith. And this we need to have before our eyes. Our faith needs to grow. And the Lord said in Ephesians 3:16 that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. How are we strengthening our inner man? How do we experience Christ? It is by faith. The Lord, the experience with the Lord is through faith. We need faith to experience, to enter into the experience. How do I gain the feasts? How do I gain the offerings? It is by faith. On the one hand, we have the Word. The Word shows to us what God has given to us. For example, in the burnt offering, it shows the full consecration to God. I read Matthew 7 many times. Be someone who knows me, who not just doing something, anything, but who knows the will of the Father and does it. But how can I enter this experience? It is written in Matthew 7, but it's not in my experience recently. It has not been my experience so many times, but it is written there. And I know Christ has fulfilled it, but how will I experience it? How will this word get my reality? It is by faith. I'm taking this word, mingling it with faith, and I tell the Lord, Lord, I take you in this word. I don't want to do my own will. I don't want to know what you want to have. And we need the faith to enter into these experiences. The Lord gives so many situations from the beginning of our faith until the finishing. There are so many experiences. On the one hand, we have the rich speaking of the Lord, and on the other hand, we have our experience and our condition, and we see a lack, we see a gap in between. But the Lord shows us that we have to apply our faith. And the Lord gives us these situations to exercise our faith, to enter into the next situations together with him. The gap we have, it is not to condemn us or show us how bad we are, how much lack we have. On the one hand, we need this. We have the promises, we have the Word of God, and we need to exercise our faith to apply it. If we always look at ourselves and shrink back, we won't grow. I asked the Lord many times, how can I increase in the offerings? How can I increase in it? The Lord showed us his word so richly about the offerings. But where is my faith in it? There are so many situations. Every day, I have to use my faith to experience it with the Lord. The sin offerings, I have so many need to overcome sin. I had so many situations where I realized I will not make it to overcome. But the Lord Admonish me by Jude. Use your faith, your most holy faith. You have received it, to use it, to experience that we love the brothers, that we forgive, that we are merciful, that we overcome sin, that we know the will of God. We lack so much things on the one hand, but on the other hand, the Word grants so much promises to us through Christ Himself. And in all these situations, it is so important that we take the Lord by faith.
Ja, das ist so zentral, ne? Hebräer 11 sagt, dass der Glaube die Verwirklichung dessen,
it is
dass
so central.
Ja, und das
faith is the
der Beweis,
Hebrews 11,
die man nicht sieht. Oft sehen wir,
verse
1. Haben wir noch nicht die Erfahrung, aber wir setzen unseren Glauben ein. Und wir müssen unseren Glauben einsetzen.
We need to exercise our faith, apply our faith, and we grow by faith. How do you want to be perfected by faith if you are not using it, if you are not applying it every day? It won't be perfected without being used. You cannot jump from the first grade to the last degree. But every day it needs exercise and practice and use the faith every day. We have the promises, we have the Word, we have Christ, and it needs faith to enter into the experience, to mingle the Word by faith for the conference. It was so easy. Oh, in December, we are having the conference in the school. But this time, we don't know where to go for the conference. That means we need to exercise our faith. The Lord gave us a new opportunity to exercise our faith and to experience Him. The Lord gave so many promises to Him. Everything belongs to Him. He will give us an open door. The promises are there. But recently I realized, Lord, why don't we have? But the Lord told me, exercise your faith. Use this faith that I will give to you. And this is a good opportunity to exercise faith in this thing, in this matter. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The Lord wants us to seek Him, really. We need to seek Him, to believe in Him. But when we shrink back, the Lord won't be pleasing in us. If we say it's not possible, the Lord will not be pleased with us. But the Lord wants us to believe. How did the people of God enter into the good land? It means to conquer the Lord, to gain the offerings, to keep the feast. It means, exercising faith means to grasp the Lord. In Hebrews 4, it is written, let us have fear that no one amongst you, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Hebrews 4, verse 1. In all things, through the faith, we need to learn to enter into the Lord. The Lord has prepared everything. We have received the Lord, but we need to learn to use faith and enter into Him. And we saw the negative example of the people. They could not enter into the good land. They saw, nevertheless, they saw His works, but they didn't believe. Lest any of you seem to have come short of it, since a promise remains of entering His rest. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. And this is so central. The Lord speaks to us so much, but our portion is to mix the word with faith, that it becomes our experience. In Jude, I realize so much lack in me when I reading the letter of Jude. But we do not shrink back, but exercise it, mingle it with faith, to apply it, that we will conquer it bit by bit until we fully have it. And this we really want to do. And because the people did not believe in Him, they could not enter. It's not a small matter of not believing the Lord. Disbelief is the same like disobedience. If you do not believe the Lord, and that means you're not obeying. I'm not doing according to His word. And this is a great sin before the Lord. But the works, it is written, they are finished from the foundation of the world. What we need to be perfected, the Lord did it. But we need to take it by faith. Hebrews 4:11, it says, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Amen. And so, our faith grows until to become a most holy faith. Lord Jesus,
Adam, ich habe dich schon lange nicht mehr gesehen. Wie geht's dir, Familie?
I haven't seen you, Adam, for a long time. How are you? How's your family?
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Toby, wie geht's dem Kind? Wie geht's Noah?
Ganz gut, sorry, ich kann nicht so gut reden. Ich habe Heiserkeit.
Hast du? Ja.
I can't speak too well.
Ich kann nicht so gut reden. Ich habe Heiserkeit.
Hast du? Ja.
May the Lord speak to us. That is very important. The speaking of the Lord to us.
Good. Habt ihr alle die Nachrichten gehört, ja?
Did you all hear the news?
Ja.
Which news are you talking about, a brother says?
Was ist denn passiert?
Erzähl uns.
The news that the Lord comes soon. Do you have a question? When does the Lord come? We don't know the day and the hour, but we know that he will come soon. That is important. That Trump got re-elected was a miracle to many Americans and to the whole world. It's really a sign. Toby knows back then at his home, 2016, before the election at that time. The Lord showed us very clearly at that time that Trump would win. It was a clear speaking of the Lord.
Nun aber nach der Zeitberechnung. Nicht, dass wir genau wissen, aber so etwa, dass der Herr uns ein bisschen zeigt und wir sind zum 2024 gekommen.
And we made some, you know, aber estimation and we came to 2024.
Die dritte Amtszeit, was nach dem Gesetz, nach der Verfassung von USA nicht möglich ist.
And at that time we thought, well, a third term of the president is not possible. Because in the US, a president can only have two terms. He can only have two terms. So at that time we thought, okay, how is it gonna work out?
I mean, und okay, wir haben natürlich keine klare Vorstellung, wie ist dann das möglich?
We didn't have a clear concept of how it's possible. But to our surprise and to the surprise of all people, in the election of 2020, actually Trump won. But through fraud, he lost. And I still remember at the evening of election day in 2020, it was clear he won. The next morning, he suddenly lost. And how was that possible? And we all know it was only possible through fraud. The enemy can only win through fraud. So briefly speaking, this is what the Lord arranged. And although he won, but yet lost, the past 4 years he did so much. Through the last 4 years, Trump had the wisdom to use this time to reveal and expose everything the Democrats and they all did. In the media, they all lied, and everybody believed what the media said at that time. But in the past 4 years, Trump didn't have to say much.
Das ganze Land hier hat selber gesehen,
but the whole country saw what they did.
Die Bosheit und was sie alles getan haben,
they saw everything they did
kaputt zu machen.
To destroy this country, to destroy it
in jeder Hinsicht,
in every respect.
Das ist ein wichtiger Punkt.
That's an important point.
Nur der Punkt, sondern der Punkt ist, jetzt, was geschehen wird.
But important is what's going to happen now.
Zurückgekommen ist.
That this man came back.
Das ist ein Wunder, sozusagen.
It's a miracle.
Nach alle Gläubigen hier in USA,
and all the believers here in the US,
viele Christen wurde erweckt.
Many Christians were stirred up now.
Ich kann euch nicht beschreiben, was alles hier geschehen ist, aber
I can't explain to you everything that happened, but the whole atmosphere is different now.
Und das zeigt auch, dass
and that also shows that
in der zweiten Hälfte
now we live
letzte Woche
in
gekommen sind oder angekommen sind.
Now we've entered the second part of the last week.
So, bleibt fest sitzen und die Sicherheit gurt einfach.
So, put your seatbelt on.
Fest machen.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Wir sehen, was jetzt geschehen wird.
And we'll see what's going to happen.
So, lob den Herrn.
So, praise the Lord.
This is good so.
It's good like this.
This is good, so.
It's
wir
good like this.
Alle den Herrn noch mehr gewinnen.
We all need to know the Lord more.
Zu Perfektion zu bringen. Wir haben noch viel zu lernen.
We all need to learn to bring this priestly service to perfection. We all have much to learn.
Woche da. Gemeinschaft gehabt haben über Malachi noch einmal, über die Priesterschaft.
Last week we had fellowship about Malachi and Ezekiel 44.
Das ist schon wichtig.
It's important.
Wir müssen alle treu sein.
We all need to be faithful. Like Zadok, we need to execute this priestly service.
So, mehr brauche ich nichts mehr zu sagen.
So that's all I need to say at this point.
Wer sieht, der sieht, wer nicht weiß.
Who sees, sees.
So
and who doesn't see
aber der Herr
needs to stay like this. But the Lord will show us many things that will still happen. And this translation improvement of Daniel 9:27 is important. It says not in the mid, in the middle of the week, but in the second part of the week.
Wie damals, was wir gesehen haben, mit Kraft hat er diesen Abkommen gemacht mit vielen.
Back then we saw that by force he made this covenant. And now this man returns.
Alle haben Angst gehabt.
Everybody was afraid. Especially the evil people were afraid. Also in Europe, all the governments were afraid.
So, lob den Herrn. Bleib wach. Gewinne den Herrn. Lass uns noch mehr von Christus ergreifen.
Remain awake, let us grasp more of Christ. And let us reach out to reach the goal.
Amen. Tobi, jetzt wissen wir.
Jetzt wissen wir.
Gott wirkt in einer wunderbaren Weise.
Amen.
So, mehr brauche ich nichts mehr zu sagen.
God works in a wonderful way. I don't need to say anything more.
Entschuldigung?
Kannst du ruhig noch etwas mehr über den wichtigsten Aspekt vom Priesterdienst?
Ich glaube, ihr könnt es selber lesen.
You can also share a bit, the brother said, about the most important things of the priestly service. You can read your own. In Ezekiel 44, for example, that's a very important addition. At the beginning of the millennial kingdom, the descendants of Zadok, how they should serve. You should read this passage several times, pray over it and practice it. To be righteous, to execute righteousness, Christ our righteousness. We need to learn to live more with Christ. Christ is our righteousness. This pure fine linen is what the priests need to put on.
Genauso wie Offenbarung, Kapitel 19, die Braut. Und diese Braut ist bekleidet mit feiner, reiner Leinwand, weiß, hell.
This bride has a fine wine garment. It's the righteous acts of the saints. How can we gain this if we don't live through Christ? For me to live is Christ. The doctrine is easy to grasp. But the application, the experience, the daily experience, to live through Christ, that's something else. That's what righteousness is. Everything I do out of my own is unrighteous.
Aus dem Fleisch, aus dem Selbst.
Out of my flesh, out of myself, because my flesh, myself, is unrighteous. So learn what Paul said, not I, but Christ in me. That's a daily exercise. We live Christ.
Und dann wichtig ist zu unterscheiden, was heilig ist und was unheilig.
And then it's important to discern between holy and unholy.
Deshalb sagt der Hebräerbrief und auch Paulus im 2. Korintherbrief, wir müssen die Heiligung nachjagen und sogar zur Vollkommenheit.
And that's why 2 Corinthians says we need to pursue
perfect holiness,
holiness and bring it to perfection.
Heiligung zu vollenden in der Furcht Gottes.
To perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord.
Alles, was unheilig ist, müssen wir wegwerfen. Uns reinigen lassen, erinnere diesen ungesäuerten Brot.
We need to be purified. Remember this feast of the unleavened bread.
Alle Zeit zu halten.
We need to keep it all the time.
Genauso
daily.
Täglich müssen wir alle Müll im Hause.
Likewise, daily you need to throw out the garbage in your house.
Gestern war bei uns ein Mülltag.
Yesterday we had a garbage day.
Alle Mülleimer im Hause zurück zu dem großen Mülleimer bringen. Und heute kommt der große Müllwagen und haben alle Müll weg.
And today the big garbage truck came and removed all the garbage. And that should remind us to remove all the garbage in our hearts, even daily. Even daily. Sanctification is important. This sanctification has to do with the fear of the Lord. When the Lord returns, hallelujah, the Lord is coming soon. On the one hand, it's yes, hallelujah. On the other hand, Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5, it's the terror of the Lord, the fear of the Lord.
Terror
of the Lord.
Schrecken. Schrecken.
Schrecken.
Yes.
Was sagt 2. Korinther 5, Tobi? Was Paulus gesagt hat.
Die Furcht Gottes kennen.
Furcht, Furcht. Aber Furcht ist nicht genug. Die englische Übersetzung ist viel besser. Terror.
So it's not just fear of the Lord, but it's the terror of the Lord.
Terrified. Vor dem Richterstuhl Christus erscheinen.
To appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Ich glaube, jeder wird.
I think everyone will have a lot of fear.
Aber diese Furcht soll schon heute bei uns bleiben, bei uns in unserem Herzen sein.
This fear should be in our heart. Don't wait until you appear before the judgment seat. So when you're in front of the judgment seat of Christ, he won't test you, Toby, give me a good message. The Lord will not judge us according to a message. But the judgment comes. What have you done in your life? Are we obedient? Do we have the fear of the Lord also in our speaking? Especially when we talk about the Word of God. If I don't receive a burden from the Lord, I have nothing to say. Can you imagine that the prophets say something that God hasn't told them? If we are like that, we are all false prophets and false teachers.
Die Furcht müssen wir haben.
This fear we need to have.
Es ist nicht nur Furcht, ja, so vor dem Gericht, aber
it's not just fear from the judgment,
in unserem täglichen Leben,
but in our daily life.
Die Furcht, das Land zu haben.
I need to learn to have the fear of the Lord.
Wenn nicht, dann so.
If not, we will do a lot of things that are not well pleasing to the Lord.
Haben, dann haben wir Angst, etwas zu tun, was ihm nicht wohlgefällig ist.
If we fear him, we will not dare to do something that's not well-pleasing to him. The Lord said, I do always what is well-pleasing to him. Every scripture that Paul, Peter, Matthew, James, all these brothers, even Jude, every scripture they wrote is the Bible. It's the Word of God. I can't imagine that Paul would write something out of his own concept. How many words that I speak are through the Holy Spirit? And in the Gospel of Matthew, every idle word we need to bring towards this judgment will be judged. Where do idle words come from if not out of my heart, out of my thoughts? That's why a priest should learn to teach the people to discern between holy and unholy. We talk about holy, but what is holy? It's the difference between pure and impure. And truth shall be in his mouth, is what Malachi says. There should be no lie, no unrighteous words should come out of his mouth. We are the messengers of the Lord. What does a messenger do? Imagine a messenger would sign the letters himself that he brings. A messenger is not a message giver. All the prophets and teachers, the real ones, they only say what God wants to say. That's why in all the scriptures in the Old Testament, so-called Old Testament, it says the burden of the Lord came.
The burden of the Word of God came to them. Es ist das, was Gott sagen möchte.
It's what God wants to say. Today, machines can talk themselves.
AI, right? Artificial intelligence.
Yes, AI.
Du kannst Google fragen. Hey, Google. Was sagst du von diesem und von jenem? Und wer redet? Google redet.
If you ask Google something, Google talks.
Christian, möchtest du reden wie Google?
Nein.
We are no Google machines. The Lord lives in us today. The anointing teaches us all things. I want to learn to hear the anointing. I don't even trust my own thoughts, my own understanding of the scriptures. Even ChatGPT can give a message, a wonderful message. If you write to ChatGPT, write a message about Psalm 23, in a few minutes, you will have a long, wonderful, scriptural message. But it's just artificial intelligence. It's no life.
Nein, das brauchen wir nicht.
Amen. That's not what we need.
Wir haben den lebendigen Herrn, der uns,
we have the living Lord
redet,
who speaks to us.
Und die Übung ist, dass du und ich dir alle täglich sein sprechen.
And our daily exercise is to hear his speaking and to pay attention to what he says. I ask the Lord daily, Lord, show me what you do today. Not what was last week or last year, what the last 30 years were, but I want to know what you want to speak today. Show me even more. What needs to be corrected? I don't trust that everything we understood is right. Especially with Daniel 9:27. We thought we know. But when the time came, and now the time did come, we need to read the verse once again.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I said to the brother, check this verse once again.
Das habe ich nie ausgedacht. Weil die Zeit jetzt gekommen ist, diesen Vers zu verstehen. Und der Herr wird nicht uns zeigen, bevor die Zeit gekommen ist.
And the Lord will not show us such updates before the time has come.
Nicht vorhergesagt, wann der Regen kommt.
Same thing with Noah. The Lord didn't tell him when the rain comes. But when the first...
Bevor er angefangen hat, sogar die Arche zu bauen.
God didn't tell him before he started to build the ark. When did the Lord tell Noah? 7 days before it started. 8 weeks before? Why didn't he give Noah more time? But just right before.
The things that Und bald geschehen wird der Herr uns auch zeigen.
The Lord will also show us.
Aber nach seiner Zeit.
But according to his time. But we are already very close.
Viele Dinge, was der Herr uns gezeigt hat, seit 2014. Ende der Demokratie. Es heißt nicht, dass in 2014 gleich kommt Demokratie zu Ende. Nein, das hat 10 Jahre gedauert.
Ja.
Now everybody knows democracy came to an end.
So, wenn wir jetzt in diese Zeit leben, wo der Herr bald kommt, wird der Herr uns schon zeigen.
So if we now live in the time where the Lord will come soon, the Lord will show us quickly. I ask the Lord daily, what is next? But we don't need to know right away. It's good to know that it will come right soon.
Nur noch 5 Monate haben oder nur noch 3 Monate haben, dann musst du schon die Zeit auskaufen.
What if we only have 5 months or 3 months? Then you need to redeem the time.
Wenn wir wissen, dass die Zeit kurz ist.
If we know that the time is short,
dann sollen wir jeden Tag.
And we need to appreciate every day to gain Christ.
Amen.
To know the Lord more, to gain Him more, to love Him more.
Die Haltung von Paulus in Philipperbrief. Ich jage aber nach.
If we see Paul's attitude in Philippians, he says, I pursue.
Wir müssen nicht wissen, sondern wir müssen nachjagen. Das heißt, wenn wir nachjagen, es ist egal, wann er kommt.
Doesn't matter when he comes. We need to pursue. What's the use if you know that he comes soon, but daily you don't prepare yourself? There's much to improve. The process of renewal, the transformation.
David, ich sehe dich gleich vor meinem Augen hier.
David, I see you right in front of my eyes here with Silvio. Are you already prepared, fully transformed?
Du lagst ja ganz so schön. So, du bist schon völlig umgewandelt. Ja oder nein?
Are you fully transformed, yes or no?
Nicht zu beantworten ist auch eine Antwort.
To not give an answer is also a good answer in that case.
Wir brauchen noch mehr Umwandlung. Es geht nicht um die Lehre. Heilig oder unheilig ist nicht eine Sache der Lehre, es ist eine Sache des Lebens. Rein oder unrein ist.
So if something is pure or impure, it doesn't have to do with the doctrine. It's not about the knowledge. It's about life. It's about life. I still exercise this. Young or old doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter how long you've known the Lord, how long you've been in the church, whether you know a lot about the Bible or just a little, the question is, are you holy? Are you ready for more holiness? Are you more glorious today than when you were kicked out? The Lord wants to have a glorious bride, holy, without blemish. Oh Lord.
Ja, Markus hat recht. Baut euch selbst auf.
Markus was right. Build yourself up in your most pure faith. Faith itself is holy.
Amen. Täglich alle Zeit.
Daily, all the time, you are responsible for yourself. Paul says, not that I teach the others, but I am disqualified myself. That's a warning for all of us. It's a very serious warning. Paul himself is afraid of teaching the others, but not but being disqualified himself. Also Romans, chapter 2, is a warning. You who know the law and are teachers of the law, but you yourself don't do it, that means judgment will be even worse. The fear of the Lord is part of the spirit that was given to us. You shouldn't excuse yourself.
Die anderen richten wir, gegen die anderen, aber selber richten wir nicht. Wir geben immer einen guten Grund. Selbst rechtfertigt. Als Priester müssen wir diesen praktischen Dingen beachten.
As priests, we need to take care of these practical things. Then we can really help the others. Not just give people the right doctrine or a suggestion. It's of no use.
Das gehört zum priesterlichen Dienst.
That's part of the Amen. Priestly service.
So, kommt den Herrn. Zeit ist um, ja?
Time is up.
Ich spiele es bei euch jetzt 9, ja? Abends, 9 Uhr.
Ja.
It's 9 o'clock here now.
wissen am Anfang, ob ihr die Nachricht schon gehört habt.
Just wanted to know if you heard the news.
Die Nachricht.
Die Nachricht.
Ja, aber jetzt wissen wir die erste Hälfte. Jetzt kommen wir zu der zweiten Hälfte. Oh Herr Jesus. So. Der Herr sei mit uns allen. Viel Gnade mit uns allen.
Amen.
Ja. Well, Suresh, lock the number. Okay. Bis bald wieder, ja?
Amen.
See you soon.
Lock the number, ja. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Should we read Luke 1, 74 and 75?
Wir hören genau die zwei Aspekte, die so wichtig sind für den Priesterdienst, ja. Amen. Lukas 1,
Luke 1, 74 and 75.
Uns zu geben, dass wir erretten aus der Hand unserer Feinde, ihm priesterlich
to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
Amen.